When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is ESPN Radio.
He's Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for being a part of it and allowing it to be a part of you. It is ESPN Radio this morning, presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as your smart speaker, play ESPN Radio and ESPN 2. Oh, we're going to do the blame game when it comes to why things went that way. With Trey Lance, who was the third pick in the draft, San Francisco wanted him, traded three first-rounders for him, and now not even 3 years later, he is QB3, demoted, and now they're trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen in the future. We're going to do it in a couple of minutes. We're going to do a kind of different blame game here involving two guys who are very, very cranky this morning. And that is Jay Williams and Pat Costello. I'm not going to blame life when it comes to the way they are this morning, but I'll give you two guys credit. You guys are fighting through some fumes situation going on because you had child issues, turned your child being up
all night,
and then you didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock in the morning. And when
I woke up at 12:30. I woke up at 10:30.
Oh God!
Then went to bed back until 12, and then stayed up since like 12:30 until it's time to come into the show.
Because when dark 30 hits the alarm, you're screwed. But then when it comes to Pat Costello, have you even gone to bed since going to see the Philadelphia Phillies last night?
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, I got 20 whole minutes.
Oh, a nap.
No, it was like 2 hours.
A nap.
Yeah, basically.
I feel like the 2 hours is worse than the 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you gotta go right into the REM sleep, and then you pull out of the REM sleep.
Yeah.
You hit the snooze today, Pat?
If he hit the snooze, he wouldn't be here.
I just hope you're chewing some gum today, because that breath.
Hey, wow.
What?
Now we're getting personal again.
What?
I can't brush my teeth, man.
I said I hope you did brush your teeth. That's all.
Oh, okay. You didn't have the hope at the beginning of that sentence.
He's smelling it from here.
He didn't sleep in his car. He went to the crib
home. Exactly.
You know, like those days where you're really tired. You know what I mean? It's late. You got a quick turnaround. You're just like, oh, I'm just going to go straight to bed and just go straight.
Nope.
I don't know what's part of Pat's routine in the morning.
It's clearly part of yours.
No, it's clearly
done
not.
This before. This is coming from experience, clearly.
Oh, come on. I got my whole routine, man. I told you. I'm a shower guy. I have my time on the phone.
Yeah, I'm
on the throne. Like, you know, there's certain things you got to do.
Phone in the throne, huh, in the morning?
I take comfort. Don't get me started on that.
Please don't. I don't think we need to go.
With three kids, I got to have a safe haven.
You take comfort.
Oh, I see
calls?
What you mean. Like, go there and like get peace lock and quiet.
In there. Yes.
Yeah, make sure they can't get in.
Whoa.
That makes sense.
No, well, sorry.
No.
Any parent knows what I'm talking about. Yes. No, I will lock myself in my own bathroom to take conference calls.
You're not using the bathroom. Right? You're not using the bathroom and taking the conference call.
No.
Thank you.
I might sit down.
Oh, yeah, sit down.
Yeah,
right, sit down.
Out.
Right,
yeah.
You're not actually sitting in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Number
you?
Two.
Hey, man.
Have you?
My wife's like, well,
conference call?
Oh, 1,000%.
During a.
Oh, yeah. I'm not ashamed of it. You guys have no kids. You have nothing to get away from. So you can, like, wander around the house. Wait until you have kids. Like, daddy, 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 daddy this, daddy that. Just me walking right into you in the bathroom. My daughter's like, what's that? I'm like, if you don't get out of here.
Number two.
It's just different, man. Anybody out there with kids, you know what I'm talking about.
Completely. Absolutely.
But none of them have kids.
Yeah, I mean, my child's 32, so, but believe me.
But you've been there.
Goodness gracious.
There is no more privacy in your life. There's nothing more private about your life
with kids. Exactly. Alan Yates is like this. You can see the wheel spinning in his head about the thought of, if I got a little Alan Yates running around bugging the living daylights out of me, what am I going to do about
Young
that?
Gonna have all. He's going to have a playlist. Just you know, do your thing.
What do you mean a playlist?
A playlist.
What are you talking about?
How are you going to make a playlist when he's like
Alan,
5 months
old? You can clearly tell you have never, ever been a parent in your life or
children
wanted to be a parent.
Me, Freddie. I was a coach.
Children love you because you're not their dad.
Wait, what's the longest you've taken care of a kid? Have you ever taken care of a kid by yourself?
Yeah.
How long?
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a
100.
Lie.
100%. Yeah. When you got to think of the lie, at least have the lie go quicker out
I'm
of your mouth.
Saying, I've watched over some children. I used
but
to
how
be a
long?
Camp counselor, too.
Camp counselor's not the same. No, camp counselor. No,
you're like 13.
No, kid,
oh, no,
those
no,
kids
no,
are
I had the young kids.
No, those kids are watching themselves more than you're watching them. You're just making sure they stay alive. That's not watching kids.
It was a math and science kid. We went on field trips every Friday.
Oh, so you really weren't watching them. No, you had eggheads. They were watching themselves. They didn't need you.
They needed me.
No, they didn't. They were smarter than you. They didn't need you. They were watching you more than you were watching them.
I didn't say I helped the curriculum. I said I helped the character building. This is different.
The character building. I saw a commercial the other day with Peyton Manning where he's like playing football with the kids. It's like a throwback commercial. He's literally just zipping the ball.
Uh-huh.
And a kid hits the kid in the back. He's like, you suck. Get out of here.
That is so good.
You should have catched the rock.
Got to catch
the
ball.
Yates is cool watching kids as long as he's getting paid is what really comes down
because
to.
Because if it's free, he ain't doing
he's
it.
He's not doing it for free.
Ain't nothing in this world free.
Apparently not your services.
They even charge you to get air in your tire. So, you know, I don't know what
it depends on where you go. You go to the car wash on Queen Street.
25 cents. I go in and ask him to turn it on.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So you're not paying for it.
But the fact that
another lie.
It's priced at 25 cents.
It's ridiculous.
You know,
for free air.
There's people who pay it though.
I know. Well, if you need air in your tire, 25 cents doesn't seem to be too much of a stretch to pay for, man.
Well, inflation is like $1.75.
Inflation.
You know. And they only take coins. That's the bad part. Like, can I break $2?
And I know your generation doesn't carry coins anymore.
You don't got
you
a coin tray
carry
in the whip, though? You don't got a coin tray?
I got a coin case in my car, but that's different. Like, I only, you know, when I
drive through Jersey. What's a coin case?
What's a coin case?
It's like you put the coins in there and it counts up the total for you. It's like a little box.
Wow. No way. Can you get the coins out of the box?
Counting coins.
Yeah, exactly. One quarter, two quarters.
So why don't you just use have coins in your car. Why don't you just use those?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if I hit a corner too hard and I hear all this change flying around in the car, I'd just rather have it in a small, secure spot.
You got problems,
small,
man.
Small, secure spot.
You know what I'm saying? I'll go get it.
You got problems. No, please. We've heard enough. We've heard enough when it comes to coin cases.
All right.
He's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. It's no more small change when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers and Trey Lance being their quarterback. The quarterback of the future is not even going to be the quarterback of the present or their future. Why did they decide to draft Trey Lance 3 years ago? Kyle Shanahan, 49ers head coach, on Tobin and Copes and KNBR in San Francisco said this was that decision why it was made.
When you go back to 3 years ago, you know, we made a commitment, you know, looking at our roster and everything, that we felt it was important with our roster going forward that eventually we were going to need a quarterback on a rookie deal if we wanted to keep this team. And we made that decision back in after the 20 season, and we weren't going to look back after that. And Trey was the guy we went with, and we thought we would mix him in and ease him into some stuff the first year with a couple packages and stuff, but we didn't believe anyone we would have taken would have beaten out Jimmy that first year.
Scott Stanley at social media on the X at Coleman ESPN and Real J Williams says, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan screwed the pooch on the trade to move up and take Trey Lance. One of the worst moves in the history of the NFL. The Herschel Walker trade is right up there as well.
Okay, and they're still contending for a Super Bowl, right? And by the way, who's their quarterback now?
Purdy.
And is he on a rookie contract?
Brock Purdy, yes, he is.
Okay. So, like,
he produced more in one game than Trey Lance did with the 49ers.
I hear when people, like, you know, when people say it was one of the most colossal moves, one of the worst moves, and they use extremes, like colossal in the history.
Yeah.
Like, now you sound like a speaking head to me.
Okay.
Now you sound like you're saying this because it's like, you've compared all the worst colossal moves in the history of the NFL, and this one is the worst out of the millions of colossal moves that you don't even know about that occurred, because people take swings and they have misses, but they're still knocking on the door, Freddie. Am I acknowledging it wasn't the right move at the time? Sure, hindsight is 20/20, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have drafted Trey Lance that high either, but that was just me.
But I'm also not Kyle Shanahan. I'm not the quarterback whisperer. I'm not somebody that thinks I can turn this into that. Mm-hmm. And also, their offensive system seems like it's QB-proof.
Yes.
So it's like, hey, if I could fit people into my scheme, and by the way, we made this move didn't work, okay, fine, disaster. Next. Some of the most brilliant people in life are the people that can identify, that was a mistake, let me quickly pivot on that mistake.
Absolutely.
And by the way, we're still having success at a high rate.
You're right. And by the way, to that point, what you just said in terms of like the worst moves in history of the league. Here were the first three first-round picks the 49ers sent away that were used. Channing Tindall by the Miami Dolphins, a linebacker. Okay. Cole Strange, New England offensive lineman. And Micah Parsons, defensive end of Dallas. So one guy out of those three. One guy hurts out of those three. It is not one of the worst moves in history of the league because when Herschel Walker was traded, everybody said, man, great job by Minnesota. You get a running back that you needed. The Cowboys aren't doing anything. The Cowboys able to turn those picks into stars because Jimmy Johnson was an outstanding talent evaluator when he was the coach of Dallas Cowboys and all those first-round picks hit. Same thing to San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan missed on Trey Lance. He's hit on a lot of other guys for the San Francisco 49ers, him and John Lynch together. And by the way, they made back-to-back NFC championship appearances. To say that's one of the worst moves in the league, Scott Stanley, you're on that tree all by yourself, brother. We're not going there with you, period, end of story.
Yeah, I was going to say this too. I mean, the one guy that I look at thinking that it hurts more than others is Justin Fields, right? Because I wonder what Justin Fields could have been like in that Kyle Shanahan offense. That one seems like it has a chance to be really special, right? So there are certain things that you look back on and you're like, that hurts. And I get how 49er fans are going to be like, that one stinks. But still, like, you're right there.
Absolutely.
Like, if you had the top three teams in the NFC that you thought had the best shot at winning the Super Bowl, what would those top three teams be?
Oh, they're definitely in Eagles, 49ers, Niners, Cowboys.
Exactly.
Okay. And all those teams are stacked. But you look at the two organizations, to use your word, pivot, like the Philadelphia Eagles were able to do.
Pivoted with Carson Wentz.
And also Doug Peterson.
There you go.
Carson Wentz got some sort of way because they drafted Jalen Hurts out of, in the second round. He lost his mind about that. So if you're losing your mind about this, then you can't be the quarterback of this team anymore. And they quickly pivoted and moved on from him. San Francisco 49ers with Trey Lance. They gave Trey Lance every opportunity to win that job. They told him, go get it. If you can't beat out Brock Purdy, the last pick of the draft last year, if you can't beat out Sam Darnold, a reclamation project, then you know what, Trey Lance, that's a you problem.
Yeah.
That's not an us problem.
And by the way, I mean, like, playing from that division where he came from, like, it's not – sometimes, like, you can see talent. It doesn't mean that – and it doesn't mean that Trey Lance can't be successful somewhere else.
Right.
But, like, you know, sometimes a fit at one organization is not the same as a fit with the way somebody can foster your skill set at another organization. I do believe that if Trey Lance went to a team in which had a longer runway – where there wasn't pressure to win the whole thing right now.
And that's fair.
There would have been a lot more leniency. But when you get drafted and then opportunity is, we have to win now because we're at the top of our game in the division, that in the conference that feels wide open right now.
Right.
That puts a lot of pressure on the rookie to all of a sudden figure it out. I mean, his first game being in a monsoon and then him getting injured again coming back. Now you're looking at Sam Darnold, who's been around the league for a while, right? Like, he understands, like, there's an advantage that Sam Darnold has experience-wise, not saying talent-wise, also, once again, has Sam Darnold been fostered by the right type of coaches? And if you're Kyle Shanahan, you're like, he's still talented, and he can pick up on my scheme faster.
And he's a perfect plan B if Brock Purdy slumps in 2023.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he trusted that
more. It helps
more.
Us win now more so than let it take a couple of years for you to get acclimated.
Yeah.
And by that time, my roster's older.
No doubt. NFL's a second-by-second league. And more than ever before, if a guy's not panning out, you're not going to just keep that mistake in the building to see if that mistake is going to turn into a good thing. Speaking of Brock Purdy, he is Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us this morning on ESPN Radio. Is it a jump or slump situation when it comes to a guy like Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers? That's next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU.
This is ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
He is Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio. It's about the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also on ESPN 2 and ESPNU. We're going to do a little slump or jump. Teams that had their win percentage or winning games last year, are they going to go above it or are they going to go below it? We bring in the other cranky guy of the program today, Pat Costell, one of our producers, because I guess he's been giving the calls to business. Any call out that it has not had what Pat wanted to hear, he has let them have it. So once again, Mr. Cranky himself will do a little slump or jump, and we do that right now on ESPN Radio.
Look, I'm normally super nice to the callers.
That's true.
Today's not the day. Do not test me on these phone lines today.
Don't test them now.
Anyway, so I'm going to give you guys the win total of these teams from last year. You tell me if they're going to slump or jump, meaning go higher or lower. So we'll start with the 49ers. Jay, Will. 13 wins, slump or jump for the 49ers.
Mm. For the 49ers?
Yeah. I'm glad he started with you first.
I just feel like beating 13 wins is going to be tough. I think they should be at 13 wins. Like, I think with Christian McCaffrey, with the talent, and obviously what they have in the offense, seeing how Brock Purdy comes off that UCL.
Right.
I think they should be right at 13. So, okay. I think it's in between.
Okay.
The choices are slump or jump.
Well, you
Jay.
Can't. If I'm saying they're right at 13, that's neither a jump nor a slump.
I don't make the rules of the game, Jay.
You do make the rules of the game. You're the one who invented the game.
So slump or jump then?
In cranky. Between.
That's not an answer.
Cranky versus cranky. I knew it was going to be good.
13 is even.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to say it's a slump because I think they win 12 games. I think he can win 12 games with Brock Purdy.
Freddie gets it. The Dolphins.
Freddie gets it.
We're going to start with Freddie on this one, Jay. You follow his lead. Freddie, 9 wins for the Dolphins, slump or jump?
That's going to be a jump because I think they'll be the second-best team in the AFC East. I think this is going to be an 11-12-win team in Miami. That defense is going to be really, really good. I think Tua Tagovailoa, that's the key. Not so much in terms of injury, but Jay Will brought us something before we got started today. In terms of bulking up, how's that going to affect his throwing motion? And I never thought about that because you're trying to bulk up to make sure you have that kind of armor to protect yourself. That could affect Tua Tagovailoa being an accurate passer. But they're still going to be an 11-win team, possibly a 12-win team. I'll say jump for the Dolphins.
Yeah, Tua stays healthy. I think they win 11, 12 games. The addition of Jalen Ramsey, I think, was a big addition. I mean, I know he'll be out until November or December, but I still think when you need him the most, he will be there. First year for Mike McDaniel last year. So, and Tyreek Hill, I think another year within that continuity. And like you said, that defense, that's a jump.
Good work, Jay.
Thanks, Pat. I'll be here all day.
We'll start with you on this one. The Patriots and Michael McCorkle, 8 wins last year. Slump or jump?
Oof. I'm going to go slump. I think bringing in Bill O'Brien should help the offense in AFC, but it's – I think just feel like that division is so hard.
Yep.
And a really tough conference.
Yep.
And two of the Pats' 8 wins last season came against the Jets. It's like Steelers with Trubisky, like they'll be better. Like that's Mike Tomlin. You talk about like that's a chess match.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Browns, like with Brissett at QB last year, that's different with Deshaun Watson. Colts with Sam Ellinger. You see where some of their wins came from. You're I think it's going to be a different type of year.
Yeah. It's going to be a slump to the 25th power because look at 7 out of their first 8 games. Eagles, Dolphins, Jets, Cowboys, Saints, Bills, Dolphins.
By the way, when they beat the Dolphins last year, that was with Teddy Bridgewater.
With Teddy Bridgewater, yes. And check out their final games. And if everything goes according to form, which never happens in the NFL anyway. Giants, Chargers, Steelers, Chiefs, Broncos, Bills, Jets.
Ooh.
Good luck. Mm-mm. If Robert Kraft was unhappy after last year, he's going to be full-on apoplectic because it may not be a good fall in New England. I'm with you. That's a slump.
Freddie, the Cleveland Browns, 7 wins last year. This year, slump or jump?
I think that's a jump. Their defense, Myles Garrett could be in contention for Defensive Player of the Year. He's one of the best defensive players, one of the best players in the National Football League. And I think Deshaun Watson, that bump up a little bit. He's going to look closer and closer to the guy that we saw his final year at the Houston Texans. Nick Chubb running the football behind that offensive line. Amari Cooper and Donovan Peoples-Jones at wide receiver. Yeah, I'm high in the Browns. I think that's going to be jump up from 7 to possibly 9 to 10 wins.
Yeah, I say 9 to 10 wins. I say jump. I mean, look, Deshaun Watson played 6 games last year after a 2-year layoff, essentially. Right? And they were still middle of the pack with points per game around 21.1. So it's like if that's where the offense was sputtering around last year, where he was obviously, I mean, apparently off his game. Like, an entire offseason, like, I'm expecting big things from the Browns this year. Big things. Jump.
The Indian
Jump around.
Ballistic.
Go.
The Indianapolis Colts. 4 wins last year, Jay. Slump or jump this year?
This is bad. I'm going to say even though 4 wins is not a lot.
Right.
I think I'm going to say slump.
Really?
Okay. I don't know how. Right now, I don't know. I think Jonathan Taylor will end up coming back, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll come back. And as much as I think Anthony Richardson is talented,
okay,
I think there's a lot to go through in your rookie year to have that kind of weight on you.
Okay.
So I don't know. If they have Taylor in the backfield, like, I was still projecting maybe 5-6 wins. So, like,
right.
I think it's like hovering around. I'll say slump.
Okay.
I know it's tough because 4 is like a staggering number.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's a jump. I'm going to say it's like a little bit of a leap from 4 to 5 wins. I think they can get 5.
5? See, but you're still teetering. It's
I'm completely teetering. Completely teetering. Whether Jonathan Taylor re-signs with this team or not, this is not a good football team. They don't have that kind of talent you need, even in a winnable division when it comes to AFC South. But I think they can get 5 wins. I think Anthony Richardson win a couple of games by himself, probably against the Houston Texans, against that team. But I think they can get the 5, but you're right, Jay. It's as shaky as a lot of people on the card table right now when it comes to that prediction.
Yeah, and Shane Steichen is one heck of a head coach. But, I mean, there's going to be a learning curve for Anthony Richardson.
No
so
doubt.
To be patient with that, I think, is something that every Colts fan is probably thinking through already.
Yeah, they better sign up for that.
What's wild is that they're over-under 6.5 somehow. But
really?
Hey,
apparently.
Remember, don't mess with Vegas.
But
Mama knows.
One more real quick. Bears, 3 wins, Jay. Slump or jump? Your guy, Justin.
I'm going to say jump. I mean, I love the addition of DJ Moore with that offense. I think it gives Justin Fields a legit wide receiver number one. Number one wide receiver. I can't talk. I told you guys. and I think Darnell Moody, man, like, with how he's going to be able to run the ball.
I like that.
I think we're going to see it. And I think we're going to see the play of Justin Fields elevate overall in year 3.
Yeah.
I think crazy we're in year 3 with him.
Already. Seemed like he just got drafted.
Yes.
Yeah, you made that point as well. I'm thinking, you know, that's right. That was 2020. 2021 when he got drafted.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I'm going to say a little bit of a jump. I can't wait to see opening day what that's going to look like. You got Justin Fields on one side and Jordan Love of the Green Bay Packers on the other side. That game at home, they win that game, I think they'll be 2-0. They'll beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then they're at Kansas City. That's kind of a litmus test kind of game to see exactly where you are. But I'm with you. I think they could be a potential 7-win team in Chicago.
I think they could win 3 games out of their first 5. So,
Commanders,
the first 5,
yeah.
Packers.
Yep.
Bucks,
Buccaneers.
Right,
Chiefs.
They lose the Chiefs and Broncos,
yep.
And Commanders could be a battle.
Yeah, that's true. And they got the Vikings. I mean, that could be a toss-up. Division games always are. The Raiders won't have Josh Jacobs again by then. That could be a winnable game. So it may not be a bad time to be a Chicago Bears fan. We're going to talk about two quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson one side of the Baltimore Ravens and Deshaun Watson the other side of the Cleveland Browns. Who has more to prove heading into this season? I guarantee you we'll be on opposite sides. He's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU.
This is ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
He's Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU and ESPN2, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us on the X anytime you want on social media at Real Jay Williams. That's his handle. My handle at Coleman ESPN. So we got, look at the division, what I think is going to be the best division in football this year. I know we said about the AFC West. Every year it's not the same. But in the AFC North, you have the Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, both made the playoffs last year. Bengals won the division. Pittsburgh Steelers came that close to making it three teams out of that division. They won their last four games. And you got a Cleveland Browns football team that Deshaun Watson is not going to look like that last year after being suspended the first 11 games playing the final six. Kevin Stefanski, I believe in him as a head coach and play caller. I think they're going to be better in year two with both of those together. And you got two quarterbacks in that division. Lamar Jackson, he ready. He looked like he was ready to run out onto the field on Monday night in that Monday night preseason game, waiting to show people exactly what this offense is going to look like with a Ravens team that had the best record in the AFC before injuries racked that team the final six or seven games last year. And you got Cleveland's Deshaun Watson. They believe they can be a surprise team. But if I give you two of those quarterbacks, Jay Will, and who has the most to prove between Lamar Jackson in Baltimore or Deshaun Watson in Cleveland, who are you taking and why? I blame Pat Costello for this. His crankiness led this question today, our producer.
I will say, I'll say Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
I think whenever you position yourself as a potential top five quarterback in this league, and then you go through what he went through for that period of time, to battle through that personally, psychologically, and publicly, right? Mm-hmm. While you're forcing your way out of a situation to a new situation within Cleveland, the way he came back, like, it feels like there's a sizable gap compared to where he was to where he is now. So I feel like I know what to expect to a degree with Lamar Jackson, right? Okay. I expect the field to be opened up even more. And it's confirmed in my mind that I think he's a gifted passer.
Okay.
I feel like other people may need for him to prove that, but he is that to me. So I think his game is going to elevate. I wonder how Deshaun Watson gets back to being a top five. So for me, my answer would be Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Because I think there's a lot more for him to prove to get back to where he was before.
Okay. Not hating that, because I'm going to be on the other side, but I'll kind of back up your point a little bit with Deshaun Watson, because the last time we saw him in the football field to that level, we saw a guy that the whole organization failed him on off the football field, and he never quit on that team. Now, whatever happened after that, that's on Deshaun.
That's on Deshaun.
He's trying to fight his way from that, but we all know this. You start winning games, that's the ultimate sanitizer. People wash that away and delete that off the screen really quickly when you're winning games for their football team. They have very short memories when it comes to that. But here's why I'm going to choose Lamar Jackson.
Okay, just add one. I mean,
add one more.
The $250 million guaranteed,
man.
Like, at the end of the day, that's the trump card.
Yes, it
like,
is.
Over everything, right? Like, we're watching every other player between Jalen Hurd and Lamar Jackson and Justin Herbert.
Uh-huh.
Like, all their contracts getting scaled down because the market was reset with the most guaranteed money in the history of the NFL, right? Jimmy Haslam was like, oh, we're all in. Give him the guaranteed money. Uh-huh. Give it to him. Right. So, like, to me, you better get back to top five performance level with that contract. I mean, you're doing it at a different level. So, like, most approved, it's the guy with the 250 guaranteed.
You mentioned that. I'll never forget when that happened. And Ian Fitzsimmons, my former co-host tonight on Freddie Fitzsimmons and a friend of ours, he said, man, the NFL suddenly said, you can go to football hell, Cleveland Browns.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
That kind of contract. And I could not stop laughing because, you know, every owner looked at that and said, wait a minute, Deshaun's with Cleveland. How much? What?
What?
They did what? They gave $250 million in guarantee for what?
He was like, they can go to football hell. That's the NFL to the Cleveland Browns. You can do that, but we're not doing that any other quarterback. And Lamar Jackson kind of had the kind of the fallout after that, even though no one's going to put up a Venmo account for Lamar Jackson making $187 million in guaranteed money. But that's where I'm going with him in terms of I think he, meaning Lamar Jackson, has the most to prove because you mentioned money, and that is that marker.
When it comes to
that $230 million in guaranteed money when it comes to Deshaun Watson. But when you're a former MVP, and right now for my money, that team, if everything goes according to form, is as good as any team in the National Football League, even a loaded AFC. Because Odell Beckham Jr., if he's right, and I believe he's going to be, Rashad Bateman was really right before he got injured last year. You mentioned Jaffe Flowers. We know their defense got a bunch of filthy McNasties over there in purple and black. When it comes to the Baltimore Ravens, they are gonna. That is 60 minutes of religion that you don't want from that Ravens defense, no matter who they play. And now, if you believe that, and if we all believe Lamar Jackson's terrific, but now he can make them Super Bowl terrific. And he only has one playoff win in his career.
He was single-handedly keeping them in games last
year. There's no doubt. I get it. Now you've added more weapons so he doesn't have to do that. That's why I think compared to Deshaun Watson, he has the most to prove because Cleveland could be a surprise team. I think Baltimore can be a championship team. I think they can be a championship team.
I would agree with you on that. I just 2-3-0 is hard to get out of my head.
I understand.
Right? And like I know 1-8-4 guaranteed is a lot of money. But like we were talking about like that $50 million difference the other day with Gilbert Arenas, right? Like there is that $50 million gap. Right there between a quarterback that was that guy in Houston. And by the way, that feels so long ago to me. But it wasn't that long ago. What, 2.5-3 years? So it's like, you know it's there, but still in my brain, like my lasting image of Lamar Jackson is somebody crazy talented, just got injured. But like I still crazy talented.
Yeah.
Like my last image of Deshaun Watson is those six games. I'm like, Who
is this?
Who is that? Who is that? And like I had to go back and watch tape of like who he was in Houston. I'm like, oh no, I think you're that, but you show me this. Lamar Jackson has shown me who he is.
Yes.
I know what that is. I'm not sure I feel like I know what Deshaun Watson is.
Right.
But the last time I've seen it, it didn't look right.
Yeah, you knew he was the face. But who is the body?
Yes.
When it comes to Deshaun Watson. When it comes to Lamar Jackson. And especially, I don't want to say that money has given them a calmness because that kind of money will make anybody feel calm. Certain times, more money, more problems is not the same when you get that kind of money that he got. But just seeing him on the sidelines on Monday is as if he said, man, I can't wait to get out there. I can't wait to get out there with these guys and show exactly. Yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes' world right now, but I'm not that far behind Patrick Mahomes.
Can I just tell you why I give him credit as an athlete? Because I know, like, you know, Key and I used to get into a battle about this because Key's like, he's going to come back and play. And I'm like, he shouldn't. At some point, I never questioned Lamar Jackson's enthusiasm for the game.
Yep.
He loves the game. But damn, I'm happy. He prioritized himself first.
Yeah, he was able to do that.
Himself first.
He was able
to do that. That takes a lot of self-discipline.
Yeah,
because a lot of players can't do that because you love the game too much. You're willing to jeopardize it all.
Yeah, I never questioned the fact that he wanted to play football because anybody that wanted to keep proving people wrong when he came out of Louisville and plenty of pundits and plenty of guys in the NFL say he should switch positions, that he's too athletic to play quarterback. I'm like, wait a minute. Baker Mayfield's pretty athletic. I didn't hear that conversation with him. You didn't say he was too athletic to play quarterback. So why are you throwing that Lamar Jackson that he can't succeed at that position in the National Football League? To see him go from all of that and the Ravens traded back in the first round to get him, the way he was able to get to on off the football field, yeah, I root for guys like that. When you take a stand and you stand on your principles and you get what you wanted and a little bit more, and oh, by the way, they give you more weapons to try to make sure that's going to be justified, who's going to blame Lamar Jackson for that? Nobody should.
Nobody. But I'm saying right now, Deshaun Watson better end the year being the top 10 quarterback.
Or else Cleveland's going to let the NFL know that the NFL said, you can go to football hell.
Because that's going to be a huge stain. If he doesn't find a way to become that quarterback again for that guaranteed money, and you're willing to reset the market for that, and then the market had to correct itself because you are the outlier, that's one hell of a gamble.
Yeah, and well, Deshaun Watson feels up to it. We'll see. With all that money being paid to him by the Cleveland Browns and guaranteed money of $230 million-plus. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us here this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. So if you got a text from Michael Jordan, what would you do? Somebody got a text involving Steph Curry and Magic Johnson. We'll explain that next on ESPN2 and ESPNU.
This is ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
If Michael Jordan texts you about Magic Johnson and Steph Curry, what is your reaction going to be? Well, Stephen A. Smith of First Take. The whole discussion came up when Steph Curry was asked by Paul George.
Gilbert Arenas.
Was it Gilbert Arenas?
It
was Gilbert Arenas about, is he a better point guard? Is he the greatest point guard of all time? And Steph Curry responded, yes, even above Magic Johnson. His answer was yes. Well, that was part of the text that Stephen A. Smith received about this whole discussion from Michael Jordan himself on First Take yesterday.
Although greatest of anything is always a debate, I beg to differ on greatest point guard of all time with what you said. Magic Johnson is easily the best point guard of all time. Steph Curry is very close, but not in front of Magic. That quote this morning at 5:45 was from Mr. Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Wow, how about that?
So a couple of things. Number one, like, I'm all about MJ having his POV. Can he please give me his POV on him being the greatest of all time? Like, can we start with that with LeBron? Like, I need to know what MJ thinks about who is the greatest of all time. And maybe him not giving an answer is his answer because he already knows what time it is.
He knows,
and he'll allow other people to debate the issue. But then I find it even more ironic that he decides to insert himself in this conversation with between Magic and Steph. Mm-hmm. I find that interesting, number one. Which is MJ being MJ, man. MJ, I love MJ. Poking and prodding people at the right time. He's known for it. He's infamous for it.
He knows how to do it.
I respect it so much, and I'm a competitive prick. He's a different level than me, and so I respect it.
He's like the ultimate Petty LaBelle now.
He's the ultimate Petty LaBelle.
No question, because he has receipts.
And he'll keep stuff right here in his pocket. Like, oh, remember when you said this in 1999, uh-huh. Jay Will? I'm like, oh,
he hears all, he knows all, and he's going to tell it
if
he has to.
So I respect it. I like it. Look. Steph Curry is not a point guard. Like, we need to stop trying to fit players in today's game, especially the players that are multifaceted, into these archaic boxes for the sake of debate. Like, it's old to me, and I'm going to push so hard against it.
Good for you.
Well, who's the best point guard? Nobody's doing it like Magic did it back then, right? Steph, most of the time, doesn't even bring the ball up. So, like, what's your qualification of a point guard? Mm-hmm. Like, isn't a point guard somebody who's a floor coordinator, brings the ball up the court, gets everybody in the right position all the time?
Right.
Steph isn't doing that. Steph is a hell of a playmaker.
Absolutely.
Steph is prolific playing off the ball and then creating once he plays through the continuity of the system. But, like, Steph, to me, isn't a traditional point guard. Like, Chris Paul is a traditional point guard in that same vein as, like, the way Magic played the game at that height, kind of resetting or a new iteration. Like, Steph is a new iteration of that. But Steph is more of a combo guard. So, like, to me, the conversation that's more relevant for Steph is where he fits in top players of all time.
I'm glad you took us there.
To me, where does he fit? Cracks the top 10. like around that 10 range.
Okay.
I've been on this for a minute now, especially since he won his finals MVP for certain people him to fulfill that last slot on his resume.
Which people, Jay?
Yeah. Who are these peeps?
I mean, these peeps aren't here to speak for themselves.
Who's Charmaine Nameless MK?
So like that's where it is. But I still have Magic above him in the top 10, right? I still have Magic being in that 5, 6, 7 range. So for me, it's there's still more for Steph to prove, and he's still in his career.
Yeah.
So let Steph go out to prove that.
Right.
But these archaic traditional, he's the best. Who's the best shooting guard in the NBA right now?
Steph Curry.
Who's the best power forward?
Exist now?
What do you call Jokic? I mean, he's a traditional center.
He's a JAP, just a player.
Yeah. What do you call Anthony Davis?
He's just a player.
Is he a power forward? No. They're better when he plays at the center spot.
Absolutely.
Does that make him a center? No.
No. In positionless basketball, no. That's what it is in the NBA.
That's the world that we're in, right? So what's the new terminology for some of these positions instead of just for sake of debates going back and trying to put him in that bucket?
Yeah, but Jay Williams, Freddie coming together on ESPN Radio, ESPNU, and ESPN2. The one thing I will say about Michael Jordan texting Stephen A. Smith, although I thought for sure Stephen A. Smith was going to go, when you get a text from Michael Jordan, you feel honored. You feel special. Because he doesn't text everybody.
But can I just tell you, and this is why I love Stephen A, his ability to deliver it.
Absolutely.
Right?
No doubt.
So I told you I came back from France.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
One of my friend's boats was next to MJ's boat.
How big was that thing?
MJ's boat was sick. It was ridiculous.
How big was the boat you were on?
It was pretty sick and ridiculous, too.
Okay.
And it was similar, but MJ's boat just looked smooth. It was
really?
So MJ's in Monaco. So let's just play this for where it is. He's in Monaco right now, okay? Uh-huh. So the whole 5:30 in the morning, 6 hours ahead, right? It's really 11:35 in the morning when MJ's sending that text.
Right.
But still. But those are the type of smaller details, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Details matter.
They matter.
No question.
MJ's waking up at 5:35 in the morning, I'm going to text Stephen A.
Right.
Because this debate really has me fired up.
Yeah.
He's been on his cafe con leches. He's been having his espressos already. He's had breakfast. He's got done with the workout.
Right.
It's middle of the damn day in Monaco.
Exactly.
Okay?
Michael's been up for a while. MJ's been living it up for a while.
Doesn't diminish the fact that Michael's texting Stephen A.
Absolutely.
That's a dope relationship.
Completely.
Got you, Stephen A.
Yeah.
But Michael only waking up at 5:30 in the morning to text that same.
Yeah. But I will say this about that text because he doesn't.
He doesn't text like that.
He doesn't move like that, number one. And number two, I didn't mind the fact that he stuck up for somebody from his generation.
I'm with that.
I know so many people want to be part of the new and the fresh and the now. But at the same time, it's okay to recognize that players were great back then. It's okay to recognize and say, we can stop comparing eras. Stop comparing Steph Curry to Magic Johnson.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't even have to say the point guard position.
Right.
Steph has not surpassed Magic as the complete player yet. Magic, still, in my book, was the better player and is more accomplished than Steph.
Right.
And that's okay.
It
doesn't mean that Steph can't surpass him in some time. And also, I give Steph a lot of credit. Steph has changed the geometry of the game.
There's no doubt.
By the way, Magic changed the way the game was played with a 6'9 point guard. He was the first the game has ever seen to have that.
Right.
So they're both battling different frontiers.
Yeah, especially in fandom where they try to change those frontiers all the time. It's a new frontier for Trey Lance, whether he likes it or not. That's next.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.